This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now, progress has everything included in the definition for Dak of the ability to be able, with firm strength, grip the football so that you can throw the football. He's not doing that. But as far as his ability to potentially function in a couple of weeks or a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I don't think you could ask for a better result.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. The voice there of Jerry Jones talking about the quarterback controversy he's creating all by himself with Cooper Rush playing well. Dak Prescott,
that's so
not far away.
Stupid.
Doesn't it feel like he's doing this? Like, no one, I mean, it's just like.
No.
Oh, I think
he's
he
team.
Is.
He's team Ginger. Let's go.
He loves Cooper.
No, bring back Andy Dalton. No, he's not doing this. People see it. The man is 3-0. You got to give him credit. He did it on Monday Night Football. I'm not saying it was a great win or anything. It's not like it was a week ago. But people are going to do this no matter what. No matter what Jerry said, it didn't matter. He's okay? Is it okay if he comes out? What are people saying if Jerry's like, look, it's cute what he's doing. We're happy to get a win. But he is not in the under consideration to ever be our QB1. Like, people are mad if he does that.
Sure. Let me ask you this. If Cooper Rush wins this week and plays well again, Dak is practicing next week, is from what we hear, right? He could practice next week. Do you think Dak Prescott starts against the Rams in week 5?
100%.
I'm not sure he does. I'm not sure.
100% he starts against the Rams.
But they could slow play it and say, we're giving him more time to get ready. Like, not like I, of course, when he's 100% ready 2 or 3 weeks from now, he's going to play. I just wonder if they give it another week. Why rush him back? Russell Wilson rushed back last year and did not play well off the thumb injury. They could give him another week.
Think about what you're saying.
Replacing
Dak Prescott with Cooper Rush. They've made
the Commanders, though.
Right. That too. They're not
right, but this feels like
beating
they're
them.
Rushing.
Great.
But Dak's rushing back. This is on the short end of the timetable. I'm just saying, if he, I don't know if he plays next week, even if he's practicing, I think Cooper Rush may play if he wins this week.
If Dak is healthy, he's playing.
But what's healthy? They're taking the citrus out today, right? He's healthy. There's a difference between healthy and like functional to throw the ball the way he needs to.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Right. I get your point that if he's Justin Herbert healthy, sit down another week.
Right.
We could play.
We're winning.
We could force you to play. But
yeah.
But now, I mean, we were like, blow up the season, and look at what Cooper Rush has done to that.
I know. I mean, like, there's a real chance that game in Philadelphia in 3 weeks, the Sunday night game, Cowboys can only have one or two losses, and maybe the Eagles have none. Like, that's a really big game with Dak Prescott looking back for it. All right, let's look around the league. We do it every week. Updated stat leaders and where what the odds are to lead the league at passing, rushing, receiving, all that kind of stuff. Is anything standing out this week after diving into the numbers? Any particular place you want to start?
We didn't get into this one yesterday, and I find it kind of interesting because there was an odds change. Can we talk about offensive and defensive player of the year? Is that interesting at all? Lamar is the favorite at BetMGM for offensive player of the year. Does that make sense? So the odds are saying right now, Josh Allen's the MVP, Lamar Jackson's the offensive player of the year. Is that just because they're both so good? You have to make one the favorite for the MVP, one the favorite for the offensive player of the year. Because I thought we decided as a show that they're not going to be giving quarterbacks the offensive player of the year award anymore. And then, so if we look at the odds, BetMGM 6-1, Lamar, Cooper Kupp is 7. Then it's Justin Jefferson, then Jalen Hurts. It's just interesting how they mix and match. Do you think a quarterback can go back to winning this award this season? And I have one down the board a little bit that I want to throw out.
So I think it can happen because we have four quarterbacks on the on pace for historic seasons, right? Doesn't it feel that way? Mm-hmm. If these guys stay healthy and keep producing, Jackson, Hurts, Allen, Mahomes, they're all having kind of crazy season, starts of their season. But I think the last time we had a quarterback win the MVP, but not like separate quarterbacks, MVP, offensive player of the year, I think that was 2011. I think it was Breeze and Aaron Rodgers. Because the quarterbacks that have won offensive player of the year, Mahomes in 2018, right? He won the MVP. Matt Ryan, 2016, MVP. Cam Newton, 2015, MVP. Peyton Manning, 2013, MVP. You have to go back to Breeze in 2011, the last time we had a quarterback win the offensive player, but not also get the MVP. Are we trending towards that? We separate the vote so everyone gets something, or two of these four get something? Maybe. We might be going there.
I think that by the end, by the time we get to the end of the season, it's going to be clear who the number one quarterback is, and that's usually what the case is. But is the number two quarterback there? Should they be? So why is Lamar the favorite for offensive player of the year, but at some sports books, he's not the second favorite for MVP? Is there a narrative that Lamar got his MVP, now let's give him the offensive player of the year if he keeps this up?
Yeah, I find the discrepancy between Jackson and Hurts offensive player of the year versus Mahomes and Allen. Jackson and Hurts in the offensive player of the year odds are higher. Like, Mahomes is right there in the MVP discussion, but look, where is he for offensive player of the year, Patrick Mahomes? He's down.
25 to 1. Josh Allen's 18-1. Why? So Lamar's a favorite.
Is this because of the rushing touchdowns from the other two? Like, I'm trying to, what's the difference of these four?
I think they're just guessing. I think they're guessing that Lamar has all these highlight plays, but he's not as good as Allen to some. So maybe they'll give him the other award.
What do you think?
Well, because his passing yards total isn't there. He's ranked 17.
Right. Right.
Are they factoring something like that into it? I don't know. It is weird.
All right. I've got two that I want to throw out. Get your thoughts on offensive player of the year. Going down the board a little bit. Non-quarterbacks. Okay. Maybe I'm overreacting. I don't know that he can put the entire season together. But Saquon Barkley should have a good game against the Bears. He's your favorite for a comeback. I see him 22-1. Do you think the New York bump, I don't know that the Giants have to have a good year, but he stays healthy. He looks like old Saquon. Can Barkley win this award?
Yeah, he could. He could win this award.
I think so,
I mean, especially because people just, he was once thought of as great. Right. And that, or could be great. And then it went, you know, it went backwards for him. He could win it.
Here's the other one. Don't know if he's going to play, but I've just noticed so much buzz on Amon-Ra St. Brown, who you can find at 60-1. I was thinking about this because naturally receivers, the position's more impactful than ever before. And you have a few guys at the top, Kupp, Diggs, Jefferson, Chase, top of the odds board for player of the year. They're you know, in the conversation, top 10, whatever. I think people want to look for an awesome receiver. And just St. Brown is like, when people, it's to a point now where I see people tweet about it that have a decent following. They get thousands of likes about how good Amon-Ra St. Brown is. Like, he's got a lot of fans out there, and it started with Hard Knocks. This could be part of the Hard Knocks bump if he can put it together for an entire season. Should we consider him at 60?
Yeah, and I said yesterday, I think the 16th one on receptions, right? He's legit.
And from watching Hard Knocks and his dad training him, I have more confidence that he can stay healthy and be durable. Like, his dad's not playing any games.
I didn't think about that. And if he can go, just his makeup and what we know about his attitude.
Ridiculous.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think he's gonna go if he can?
Yeah.
Plus, attitude, that's going to resonate with people. Those clips of him, checking off. It's like the Brady thing, right? Brady kept the list of all those quarterbacks that were taken ahead of him. Like, people love those stories. Yeah. Like, the guy that was slighted, and then he becomes a star anyway. All right, let me throw a really long shot at you guys.
Did you just bet that, St. Brown? I'm just curious about
St. Brown?
Your receptions leader.
So, I didn't bet it. I mentioned it yesterday, 16-1.
Okay.
Receptions leader.
Okay.
He was 75 to one. We talked about it in the summer. 75-1.
Yep. Who saw this though?
Here he is now. Okay. I didn't know. I mean, no one saw this start. Okay. So, gigantic number. I see a 200-1 out there on someone. It's a teammate of someone that's already been mentioned in this segment. There is a player out there. And if you kind of look at his three games so far, and if you say on pace for, now that might change, injuries or whatever, but on pace for. There is a player out there on pace for 124 receptions, 1,388 yards, and 17 touchdowns. And it's Mark Andrews, the tight end with the Ravens. 200-1.
Wow. He's so what on are you pace thinking about? What
offensive
award?
Player of the year.
Stat. Really? Okay.
I mean, he could have the greatest tight end season of all time. I was looking up the greatest tight end seasons. It's Gronk, it's Kelsey. Those are the guys that have touched 1,400 yards. Kittle a couple years ago. He's their number one target. He's Lamar's number one target by far. And the last two games, he had a kind of a slow week one. I took his props in week two because I thought like, oh, he's gonna break out here. His last two games, 9 for 104, 8 for 89.
Has a tight end ever won this award?
I was going to ask that. Like, Kelsey was in the mix for leading the league in receiving yards two seasons ago. I'm looking, trying to go find where he finished, if at all, in this.
I don't think a tight end's ever won this award, which would be, I'm not saying hold that against him. I'm saying people might want to give it to a tight end position if he's that impactful. And this defense is going to help him because they're going to need to keep, they're going to be in a lot of shootouts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
you have Kelsey. The Titans never won this award.
2020, Kelsey, 1,400 yards, 105 receptions, 11 touchdowns, finished fifth with 6% share of the vote. Derrick Henry first. You know, he had a 2,000-yard season. Mahomes after him, Rodgers after. So, three quarterbacks after Derrick Henry, Mahomes, Rodgers, Allen, then Kelsey.
So the Kelsey, okay, over 100 grabs, 1,411 touchdowns.
But that's
would you say he's on pace for?
124,
yeah.
1,388, and 17 touchdowns.
If he gets to 15 touchdowns, that'll be real. That'll be a real shot.
I just thought the number would be a little like 100. I thought it'd be because they put so many at 100. That's like the magic number when they don't know what to do. It's like, 100.
Yeah.
200 to 1 is really big.
Wait, can he be. What about receiving yards leader? If he's on pace for those numbers, what? Well, that won't be enough.
Has also never happened with a tight end.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Well, meaning we should get a good number, but I don't see that.
He is receiving yards. His number for that is 30-1.
Defenses at the end. I mean, he's got some tough ones. December on. Denver. Pitts. Is Watt done for the year? TJ?
No. Late October.
So he's going to be back for both games against the Ravens. Denver, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Divisional matchups, some tough opponents. And he's done this against the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Patriots. Pretty soft.
Mm-hmm.
pretty soft. I like the angle. I like the different idea. I just think it's going to be tough. He's also got Tampa and New Orleans in the middle of the year.
Yeah, and I'm looking at Gronk. Some of Gronk's best seasons. He finished fifth 1 year. It's hard. Tight ends don't get recognized in this market.
But maybe there's something for him, something to keep an eye out. Because nobody's talking about him at all and what he's done so far. Because they're talking about Lamar.
Right, his teammate, his quarterback.
So does Lamar have to win MVP for this to happen? And does that help or hurt him if he does?
Hurts him.
If Lamar wins MVP?
Hurts him. Yeah. They're not going to want to give it to just Ravens players.
Yeah, I was wondering almost if it, even if this is becoming less of a quarterback award, if it hurts him more if Lamar doesn't win MVP, because that means Lamar is a candidate for this award.
Right. It's almost like how you view it. Because you could say Lamar carried him, right? Lamar's the one that did all this. He set him up, all those kind of things.
Yeah. Do you know who is tied for second in NFL pressures?
I don't. Who is it?
The Eagles, Josh Sweat.
He's come on the last 2 weeks.
Could he get hype?
Sack leader, or you mean an award?
Defensive player of the year. He's 150 to one.
That's pretty big. He has to keep this up. But I can see sack leader and that defense, with all the pressures they'll get, he could clean up and get him. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't shock me. Joe Ojo, G. Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, nickel or dime next on a Wednesday.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.